You know, I look at my textbooks over here, and the whole idea of textbook writing has changed dramatically. Textbooks are now being downloaded. They're all on the internet. Your whole idea of teaching is changing. Movie theaters are changing. Why go to the movies? I can stay at home and watch the movie, and I don't have to get mugged in the theater or go to a dirty theater like the one I went to the other day off of Washington Boulevard. It's filthy, disgusting. I'd rather sit home and watch it. So I think there's going to be a lot more competition. I think all of this creates a better economy. And that's the one thing I'd like to address. You know, we're talking about, in our economy, when will this bubble burst? The bubble is not going to burst for ages.
Mm-hmm.
And the bubble is not going to burst for ages because we're reaching a new plateau in our industrial revolution. You know, the industrial revolution was done in, like, what, 1800s?
Mm-hmm.
And then it leveled. And there were some changes, of course, but the big change occurred shortly, and that raised everything. And then you had a leveling out. Well, now you're undergoing another industrial revolution. The stock market's not going to level out until that industrial revolution is ended.
Mm.
And things level out again. Well, we can't even foresee the end of this industrial revolution.
Right.
So my belief is that the stock market, which reflects all this, reflects the increase, the growth of our economy, is nowhere near its term. And people are talking about the stock market at Dow Jones of 30,000. Oh yeah, easy. Maybe more. And the idea that we're labor shortage, there's no labor shortage. Look around the world. Many of our companies are labor forces overseas.
Mm-hmm.
There are loads of people over there that are unemployed. And they're studying engineering. Most people don't have to be engineers. They have to be laborers. You have to be able to sit there and make integrated circuits, wire up boards, do this, do that. And the more sophisticated we become, the fewer laborers we need, the more our economy can expand. And the concept of labor shortage in America is meaningless. We have to get away from the idea of labor shortage from building things. We can't build things here.
Mm-hmm.
We charge too much. I can pay $1 a day in Mexico or in China or in Vietnam or Cambodia. Why would I want to pay $5 or $6 an hour in America? The labor is not that much better.
Mm-hmm.
If it is better, the work ethic of someone who's starving can often be better than the work ethic of a guy who belongs to a union and is getting paid a very handsome wage. So you can't draw those kind of generalizations.
Mm-hmm.
So I see the economy expanding like mad for at least another 10 years. Because that's about as far as I can see.
Right.
I imagine in 10 years, maybe we will level out.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not. But for the next 10 years, I think there's going to be a solid run in our economy, a solid run in our stock market, a solid increase in salaries for our people, and well-being for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I blame it all, quote-unquote blame, on our wireless economy, on communications, our computers. Because that's what's leading all this. If you think about, if you did not have wireless communications, could you have all this? I don't believe so.